Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so look, apparently the Tigers aren't planning on making a big splash at the trade deadline, according to one of their insiders, and you know, I have no reason not to believe this. It's pretty definitive writing from Evan Petzl to the Free Press, and he does a good job. So, you know, we're kind of discussing it as it's accurate reporting. And look, I have a minor issue with it in that I feel like the clock is ticking a little bit on Skubal. Two very good points have been brought up on to why you should. You might be wanting to go for it now. One came from Kang. Look at the Orioles a year ago. It looked like the Orioles were setting themselves up for sustained success, and now they're a last-place team with a whole bunch of prospects and didn't want to deal a bunch of guys that dealt one, but they're 15 and a half games out of first place right now. And so no future is guaranteed. Tigers are in the running now. But our previous caller from Elkton, was it Ryan, said, look, this could be a effort to war chest for Skubal. And what it, the point being, as we talked it through, and he made a very good point, is you're talking about counting on these four position players that they have that could be up next year. The four guys that are at Double A, Bryce Rainer is probably further away, but the four guys at Double A could be starting to trickle into the big league level next year. You know what rookies are? And you know what young players are? They're cheap. Financially. And that allows the Tigers maybe more financial bank that they can really make that competitive offer to Skubal that we'd all like to see them make. Now, I get it. Sure. They could make any offer. They can match any offer. But when you start talking, remember when the $400 million 10-year deal came out? You know what we heard from a lot of you? Well, that's irresponsible. Yeah, but organizations, there are organizations in this league that can be irresponsible. And if it doesn't work out for them, they can just throw more money at other guys. Like the Tigers can spend more, and I hope they do, and they should. But if you get into bidding wars with the Yankees and Red Sox, and you're wrong, you're crippled for a long time. They can recover from it. A lot easier than a market like Detroit. 248-539-9797. So, I mean, arguments can be made both ways. I personally would like to see them be more aggressive than the story implies. I'm not freaking out about it. I just hope they're right about their guys. Like, their guys that are in the minor leagues that they don't want to touch, and the story says none of the top five. So that's McGonigal, Clark, Briseño, Lorenzo, and Rainer. Which most people haven't seen, all they have is heard about, and all five of them are in baseball's top 100 prospects. They better be right. They better be right. Because nobody wants to trade away, you know, the next Bobby Witt Jr. Right? If you have that guy and you've invested in that guy and you've got that guy, you don't want to trade him away. Nobody wants to trade away the next Julio Rodriguez. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Kevin. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Doug. How's it going?
What's up?
So just a little bit of perspective, okay? A little bit. Had the Tigers played really crappy all season and we're in the middle of a heater right now, winning 10 of 11, nobody would be talking about division. Nobody would be talking about World Series. They'd be talking about it's a heater, right?
Yep.
Why then in the reverse are people getting all crazy?
It's a great question. And look, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, and each day that you add on of another uncompetitive game and looking listless in many facets, every day that happens, it gets a little bit more concerning, right? And so why are they doing it? I think they're doing it because we don't have a long track record of sustained success with guys like Dingler and McKinstry and you know, many of these key contributors. We haven't seen them do it for years. And so it can erode confidence quickly.
That brings to light the other point that you're caller one or two ago just made. It's possible that the Tigers brass right now is trying like heck to keep a lid on these five guys in the minors because they might be special, right? Maybe. Mm-hmm. But even if two of the five are really special, you've got six or seven guys of your core that are ready to go, and now they can go spend. I think the core has got to be a little bigger than what we were thinking. And I believe they think they have the core this time next year.
Well, I mean, if
they may not believe in their team yet.
They might not. I mean, this kind of leads me or they really do. I mean, isn't the exact opposite also possibly true, that they really believe in their core? And that's why they don't want to make a move. That feels just as likely as not believing in their core, is that they really believe in their core. And so why give up future prospects when they think they can win with this group? God, these are weird times. I mean, because look, is it possible that they collapse down the stretch here? Is it possible? Of course it's possible. Of course it's possible. Because 1 year ago, we saw the exact opposite. They were dead in the water. Very little buzz. Didn't look competitive at all. And then they caught fire and rode it into the playoffs and won a series. It damn near went to the ALCS. Came that close to going to the ALCS. So the opposite happened last year. Could it happen again? Of course it could. Do I expect it to happen again? No. But you can't rule out that it's possible. Look, one of the reasons why, and I apologize, I'm in favor of them getting more aggressive. I want to make that clear than this story indicates. But I can see the argument for the other side. Okay? And so you go, all right, why do otherwise, what feel like otherwise logical people have done a really good job getting the Tigers into this position in the first place, why would they believe that they just want to make a mid-level move in the bullpen, which the story implies that that's what the plan is, promote from within and believe in your guys, McKinstry and Parker Meadows and Matt Vierling, and those guys are going to, or Kerry Carpenter is going to come back and help, but believing in all of them, why would they believe that? Well, obviously they believe in the talent that those players have. But to not, it also is probably because, okay, if you try to make this a logical, if they're doing everything logically and they're not morons.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That they truly think they do have a core of great young players. Like, look, we are as certain can be that we will regret trading Max Clark and we will regret trading Kevin McGonigal. This isn't a flyer. They have to have a high degree of certainty. And then not only do they have a high degree of certainty that that's what those guys are going to be, that's also what teams are saying they will only take for Eugenio Suarez. Or O'Neal Cruz, that name came up. The Pirates outfielder. That those teams are saying, yeah, don't even bother calling if you're not giving up Max Clark or Kevin McGonigal. In which case, they'd say, all right, we'll pass. I mean, that would make some logical sense. That's the way they believe. That's the way they feel. And I think most people would agree with that. But again, you damn well better be right. Because asking a fan base, as the one caller said, that's been waiting 40 years to keep waiting, and that they're not interested in making a big move, that's a hard sell in this current environment. 248-539-9797. Get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. And for people who missed it, we'll recap the key points from the story put out by Evan Petzl today. Here's some of the texts coming in. Why is nobody placing any blame on A.J. Hinch in Detroit? Zero accountability in year five in the middle of an epic meltdown. On Evan's article, Chris doesn't have the passion Mike Ilitch has. Long game is what owners sell fans when they don't plan on spending. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I don't know why they would have offered Bregman that kind of contract. And why are people not placing blame on A.J. Hinch? Because they haven't collapsed yet. Because Hinch built up a lot of credibility in this town, and a two-week slump isn't going to lead to people really freaking out on Hinch. Next text, regarding the Petzl story, is Eisenman the GM of the Tigers now? What the hell? That's from CJ. Next one, the game last night was effing embarrassing. Man up, Tigers. You need to do something at the trade deadline. If not, the season's done. That's from an unnamed texter. Regarding Petzl's article, if it's true, we're screwed. Unnamed texter. If that article is accurate, the Tigers aren't serious about winning the World Series. Well, they aren't as serious about winning this World Series. But hey, look, as Kang said, the ticket texters hate this. We'll recap the key points from the article coming up next hour and get back to your phone calls. Tiger fans, how you feel about it? Don't plan on them going big, says a Tiger insider, Evan Petzl. That's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.